Welcome to Make It Rain with Adam Schein on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Oh, yes, Thursday edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein here on VSiN. And my goodness, we have so much to do today. What a great day to talk sports. We're going to get into all the baseball that is going on as we speak. We have some day ball. We have a ton of great baseball stories and takes and bets. And I'll tell you, the action from last night really gives you a nice glimpse into some future plays. Patrick Maher is going to join us, as he always does. Of course, Patty joins us every Thursday here on Make It Rain with Adam Schein. We will get into Shedeur Sanders and why I think this was a deal when it comes to the Cleveland Browns and who's going to be under center for them. And it goes noted, the odds are off the board when it comes to the Cleveland Browns and their quarterback position and their quarterback situation for this upcoming season. We'll get into the Chiefs. We will get into the Green Bay Packers. We have a lot to do today. We are extra fired up on this Thursday. And listen, we could have a championship decided tonight with NBA Finals game number 6. Larry O will be in the building in Indiana. The Oklahoma City Thunder are favored by 5.5 points. They are taking on the Pacers in Indiana tonight. Game number 6. And look, you know I'm picking OKC. You know I'm picking OKC to win. You know I'm picking OKC to cover. You know that I'm taking the Thunder to take care of business tonight. And listen, obviously all eyes are on Tyrese Haliburton. All eyes are on Tyrese Haliburton and the injured calf, and he's listed as questionable, which to me is pretty important here when you start talking about the big picture on will he play or not. Because the fact that he's listed as questionable tells me all signs point to Tyrese Haliburton playing, because he's an excellent player. The whole overrated stuff was nonsense always. And he has had a terrific postseason. He's the heartbeat of the team. And they're not going to embarrass Tyrese Haliburton by keeping him out medically or warming him up and he doesn't play. Haliburton talked to the press after he signed off of yesterday's sizzling edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein. So did Rick Carlisle, the outstanding coach of the Indiana Pacers. And they painted a picture that Haliburton is clearly not healthy. But he wants to be out there. I will tell you, if I'm the Pacers medical staff, I would make a call here. Now, if he's healthy enough to play and not going to exacerbate the injury, whether we're talking about for a potential game 7 or for next year. I mean, we saw this years ago, right? I'm just going to throw it out there. With Kevin Durant and the Warriors going up against the Raptors when KD's calf turned into an Achilles and the rest literally was history. Signed in Brooklyn, missed all that time. And I'm not saying that it's going to happen, but I think it's important to understand the relationship between the calf and the Achilles. And also, for the sake of basketball, with Larry O in the building and a championship could be decided tonight, listen, Tyrese Haliburton is an excellent player. He's had a remarkable run. Milwaukee, Cleveland, New York. The NBA Finals with a couple of monster games and legendary performances, right? You take a look at last game, game 5. It was one of the worst games we've ever seen by a starting ball player in the history of the NBA Finals. And I don't say that throwing shade or with joy or jubilation. I think the world of Tyrese Haliburton as a ball player. He was a double agent helping out OKC last game. And frankly, that's why we said TJ McConnell should have played in the fourth quarter. So I am going to be curious to see how this plays out. I think that all signs for you for betting purposes, based upon the word choice that was used yesterday, and that's all we could do, right? Go on the information that's out there and pay attention to the signs. I think that Haliburton's going to play. I don't think he's going to be effective. There are a lot of smart people. I talked to longtime Indy columnist, the great Bob Kravitz, today. He said he thinks that Haliburton's going to play and the Pacers are going to win. And Bob is not a homer in any way, shape, or form. I know a lot of smart basketball people who think this series is going 7. I don't believe that's the case. I said before the series started, OKC in 6. We're staying with OKC in 6. I think the only question, frankly, is who's going to be the MVP. Is it going to be Jalen Williams or SGA? Now, let me say for the record, I think it's going to be SGA. I think SGA will be the MVP, and he is a massive favorite in Vegas. But if you think Jalen Williams tonight leads OKC in scoring and they win the Larry O, might want to sprinkle a little on Jalen Williams at plus 600. Just throwing that out there, because what Williams has done has been absolutely remarkable. Now, as a tandem, most points through the first five finals games in NBA history. Ready for this? MJ and Pippen, 317. LeBron and Kyrie, 315. Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, 310. SGA and Jalen Williams, 291. And whenever OKC wins the title, and again, I think it's going to be tonight. I think we're going to be talking about, I know we're going to be talking about, one of the greatest single seasons in the history of the NBA. You look at the regular season, look at the postseason, look at the teams they beat, look at the domination in the regular campaign. One of the great single seasons ever by a player, by a guard in NBA history. I mean, SGA is going to win a title, win a finals MVP, a regular season MVP. They won the regular season by 16 games over the two-seeded Rockets. So this is where we're at in terms of the genius here when it comes to OKC. And I just want to give you all that in anticipation of a dub for J-Dub and SGA and OKC getting the Larry O, because we are going to be a freight train it takes. And listen, if you played along with us based upon the preseason picks that we did on our preview show of OKC winning a championship here on Make It Rain with Adam Schein, you're welcome in advance. Just saying. I remember those preseason odds. It's also kind of crazy, speaking of odds, right? The Indiana Pacers, I want you to think about this, what Vegas thinks of Indiana with regards to the ballgame tonight, and also big picture. The Pacers today, you can bet on this, literally bet on this, have better odds to win the title next year than this year. I want you to think about that. The Pacers have better odds. They are plus 1,000 to win the title this year. They already won two games in the NBA Finals. They have a game at home tonight. Next year, they are plus 900 to win the NBA Finals. Better odds for next year than this year. That tells you all you need to know here with regards to everything going on with this basketball team. So we're extra fired up. I think SGA is going to have an unbelievable game. We will get into some plays and picks with Patty Maher coming up in a little bit. We had monster sports news after we signed off of yesterday's sizzling edition of Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Buss family is selling the Lakers for approximately $10 billion. $10 billion. Mark Walter is going to buy the team. He is the Dodgers owner, and this is absolutely positively amazing. The Buss family deserves to be celebrated ever since the late Dr. Jerry Buss purchased the team from Jack Kent Cook in 1979, and he was all about marketing and buzz and the Lakers girls and obviously celebrities and star power and Showtime and Pat Riley and Magic and Kareem and Shaq and Kobe with Jerry West running the show and, you know, bring it in, obviously, LeBron late with Genie. And it was all about stars and the Lakers being relevant and the Lakers being dominant. But they were always operated at a mom-and-pop shop clip because the Buss family, their money was all in the Lakers. It's not like they had other businesses. And I think that's important here when you start looking big picture here for the LA Lakers. The Lakers are going to act like the Dodgers. Mark Walter, CEO of TWG Global, and it has been a shareholder, stakeholder of the Lakers 26% since 2021. So this was inevitable. And Jeannie Buss is going to continue running the team for the foreseeable future, which I think is great. I think that when you look at the Lakers moving forward here, they will spend the money like the Dodgers, whatever it takes to win. You know, last year, Dan Hurley didn't take the job because reportedly his wife liked the Jersey Shore better than the beaches of Santa Monica. You know, if they, and I said this in real time, if they would have paid him what he was worth, right, and offered him more money, I think Mrs. Hurley would have preferred Malibu to Point Pleasant. But that's not how this team could operate. And now you're going to see the Lakers, whether it's a Luka contract extension or the luxury tax or the second apron or an analytics department or a basketball department, follow exactly what the Dodgers have done. Remember, Andrew Freeman, who runs the Dodgers, he was turning down jobs left and right when he was running the race. But now he could do whatever he wants and use his intelligence with the Lakers, with the Dodgers. So the Lakers will follow that mentality. You know, call Sam Presti, call the next great general manager. That's exactly what this team is going to do moving forward. And if I'm a Lakers fan, and even you look at the odds to win the finals next year, 16-1, man, I am ridiculously fired up about the present, the future, grateful to the Buss family. And listen, I think Luka Doncic is going to be all fired up. He took to Twitter this morning. He's extra fired up. And I love every single second of what we're seeing here from this sale with Los Angeles. I thought that LSU-Arkansas game in the College World Series last night was one of the classic comebacks and collapses we have ever seen. Sets up, obviously, Coastal Carolina and LSU in the Men's College World Series Finals. And I do think, and you know we had LSU winning before this thing started, we will stay with that pick, and they are a heavy favorite. I could not believe Arkansas, 2-run lead, top of the ninth, and you had a ball that was a surefire double play, and you saw at the end of the day the shortstop throw to third base instead of ultimately going to make the double play. Error in the outfield. The whole thing was a mess, a total disaster. That was as wild and epic a ride, betting-wise, baseball-wise, as I've ever seen.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
You want to make smarter football bets this season? Start with the VSiN Pro. For a limited time, grab our football special at the early bird rates of just $175, giving you full access from now through the Super Bowl. That includes our NFL betting guide, Ultimate Playbook, with team breakdowns, power ratings, season-long best bets. You'll also get a daily best bet email from our expert hosts and guests, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, live on-demand shows via the critically acclaimed VSiN Watch app, deep analytics and betting tools, VSiN.com. Don't miss this early bird deal. Head on over right now to VSiN.com/subscribe to lock in your early bird football special for just $175. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. Welcome back. Make It Rain with Adam Schein. And we have some afternoon day ball today. And hey, stop the presses. And it's only in the seventh inning. So, you know, we'll see if the Yankees can snap their losing streak. But it is, as we speak right now, the New York Yankees are beating the Anaheim Angels 4-3 in the seventh inning. 4-3 Yankees as they're trying to hold on and snap their losing streak. It is in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-3, the New York Yankees are leading the Anaheim Angels on a hazy and hot and humid day at Yankee Stadium. And listen, obviously, this is good news for the New York Yankees based upon the fact that they have been atrocious. And my New York Yankees, your New York Yankees, our New York Yankees have been abysmal, a total failure when you take a look at the last six games. It's a six-game losing streak leading into the action today. And the New York Yankees had a scoreless streak of 29 innings. They snapped that, able to score a couple of runs yesterday, but it was solo home runs from Jazz Chisholm and Cody Bellinger. And over this six-game losing streak, the New York Yankees have averaged one run per game. Fewest in Major League Baseball during the span. Aaron Judge, 2-for-23, 087 batting average, 14 strikeouts. Yankees during the six-game losing streak, 4-for-42 with runners in scoring position. Game was tied at 2 last night. Bases loaded. A ground ball hit to Anthony Volpe. It's a surefire double play, and he botched it. I mean, it was insane. And it just ate him up. It was an easy inning ender. And Volpe, who has been a bitter disappointment at the plate, bitter disappointment in the field, bitter disappointment when it comes to running the bases, he just botched it. He booted it. It was a mess of epic proportion. So here we are, and this is Yankee baseball. Hopefully the Yankees, for my sanity, find the way to hold on. You realize the history of the Yankees, they have only had, I mean, it's kind of crazy. If you look at the Yankee history and you look at some of these nuggets and games and moments of futility, and I want to cite researcher Katie Sharp on this one, the Yankees in their history have had 2 7-game spans with 7 runs or fewer and 6 or more losses. June 12th through 18th, 2025, September 1st through the 7th of 1908. So the Yankees right now, historically inept when you take a look at the way my baseball team has played. Angels, more like the Devils, more like hell when you look at it for my New York Yankees. Let's get into the Tampa Rays, and this corresponds greatly with my New York Yankees. The Rays were dead until they weren't last night. What a tremendous, tremendous, unreal comeback. They were down 8-0 and found a way to score the final 12 runs of a ball game last night to be able to come all the way back and hand the Baltimore Orioles a humbling and humiliating loss. I would make the case for any team in Major League Baseball. This was the finest win of any team. 12-8, the Rays beating the Baltimore Orioles, down 8-0. Best win of any baseball team all season long. And take a look at the AL East on. The Rays are charging. The Rays have a real shot here, sooner rather than later, to leapfrog my New York Yankees. The Yankees are still the favorites to win the division. I still believe that that'll be the case. I'm not going to overreact to this grotesque stretch of play. I don't fully buy Tampa, but obviously the players and Kevin Cash, the manager, they have what it takes. I fear the Blue Jays actually more. I think they have more talent. And hey, the Red Sox keep winning. I still think the Yankees hold on and win the division. And they're heavy favorites in Vegas at -205. But would I potentially sprinkle a little on the Blue Jays? Yeah, absolutely. And look, nothing has changed in my opinion with regards to the Yankees. Preseason, I thought they'd win 85 to 90 games. I thought they would make the playoffs. Did not think they were a World Series contender. Even when they started piping hot, I said the Tigers were the team to beat unequivocally when you look at it for Major League Baseball's American League. So that's where the Yankees are right now. See if they can hold on today and snap this grotesque 6-game losing streak. Hey, give some love here, staying in the AL East to the Red Sox. Beat the Mariners last night. Goes noted when you see the Red Sox win and the Giants lose. And Trevor Story writing his own page in the book, 2-run homer. Garrett Crochet was unbelievable again last night. Listen, Red Sox, being fair, have won 10 of the last 13 games, 4 straight series. Take the first series they play after the Rafael Devers deal. And you know we slaughtered them for that. And it goes noted on the flip side. Rafael Devers and the Giants lost to the Guardians again. And you do have to at least acknowledge, because I think that that move was phenomenal for Buster Posey in San Francisco. And I think that San Francisco will eventually emerge as the second best team in the National League, second most dangerous team in the National League. That has not been the case and has not hit yet. My worry level is zero. We'll have Giants-Red Sox this weekend, which is delicious and ironic and sensational. I can't wait for it. But I do want to say, for the sake of fairness, right? Red Sox take a series. Giants drop a series right after you see the trade. Giants and the Guards will have another game later today, and we will have a play on that one coming up as we move along. Listen, I think the Dodgers are going to win another World Series. Dodgers walk it off against the Padres last night. Will Smith getting jiggy with it. Tie-breaking home run as a pinch hitter in the bottom of the ninth. The Dodgers, man, every night a new hero. They are so deep, so talented, so amazing. 4-3 victory over little brother, the San Diego Padres. The Padres tied the game at 3 in the top of the inning on Jake Cronenworth's bases loaded sack fly. And then you saw Xander Bogaerts come through in the clutch. But then Will Smith, my goodness, I mean, acting like the Fresh Prince. 90-mile-per-hour changeup. Suarez, the closer for the Pods, and Smith was able to send it deep into the L.A. night. Walk-off game-winning home run. Sports, man. If you are a fan of the L.A. Dodgers, my goodness, you gotta love sports. They will have another game tonight, which I'm looking forward to, with the Dodgers and the Padres. And listen, anytime these teams play, it's an event. Obviously, the Dodgers are a colossal favorites tonight, and I think you're going to see L.A. bust out the brooms. It matters here. L.A. has won 5 straight. L.A. is piping hot. L.A. is absolutely on fire. And in no universe will I pick another team, no matter what happens here, to win the World Series beyond the L.A. Dodgers. And don't look now, but how about the Atlanta Braves? The Atlanta Braves able to blank the Mets. Mets now on a 5-game losing streak thanks to a gem from Chris Sale last night. Dangerously close when you look at it to throwing a complete game. And this was absolutely incredible when you look at what Chris Sale was able to do. 8 2/3 and 5 hits, 0 runs, 7 strikeouts, 1 walk. I mean, this was incredible stuff when you look at Chris Sale and his performance. And, I mean, my goodness, it was poetry in motion when you watch this game if you're a fan of the Atlanta Braves. Ronald Acuna Jr. was awesome last night. He had a home run. Matt Olson with a home run. And the Mets are falling apart, man. They are just a game ahead of Philadelphia. Alvarez, the young catcher, looks atrocious as the backstop here for the New York Mets. The Phillies are playing much better baseball. And this is why, even when the Mets and all these Mets fans are trying to tell you, oh, my team's back, this team's amazing, this team's going places, this team's winning. I mean, I'll tell you right here, right now, the Mets, they might make the playoffs. I'm not even ready to concede that. The only thing I'll concede is they have played much better, pitched much better than I ever thought that they would. But I think Philadelphia is winning the division, and nothing has changed. And I hope you got Philly when the odds were obviously even more of a long shot, because I think you're going to be proven on the right side of history. The Braves still have a long ways to go. They're playing much better, starting to win series, put together consecutive series wins, which is always incredible and big sign of progress here. Now 33-39 on the season. So excellent, excellent stuff when you look at it from the Atlanta Braves perspective. Very much a believer here that Atlanta is going to play much better in the second half of the baseball season.
You're watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Joining us right now live on the Progressive Guest Line. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Our guy Patrick Maher, the critically acclaimed host of VSiN Live on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Patty and the Big Guy, weeknights, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Patty, how are ya?
A story that's going to go underreported, Adam Schein, is that you just did 30 minutes of a broadcast without being able to hear anything. So we got to give you props there. You can hear me now, which is good. What's not good is we almost got Scooble and Skeens today. We did not get that, as the Tigers are beating up on the Buccos right now. And I don't think this will surprise you. Scooble, 5 innings pitch, 5 hit, 1 earned, struck out a bunch. And we've got Skeens later. So I ask you to start our little segment here, Adam Schein. Your paycheck's on the line. One pitcher. Scooble, Skeens, one game.
I'm glad you asked me that question, Patty. And I'm going to answer it. And I'm going to be really crystal clear. The answer is Scooble. The answer is Scooble in terms of the best pitcher in baseball. Life on the line, game on the line. That's the guy that I want on the bump for my team. And that's also why I think that even before the Yankees had this awful stretch, Tigers deserve to be the team to beat in the American League, because they're already up 1-0 in every playoff series they have, because Scooble's on the bump and he's going to win every single game. And A.J. Hinch will get the team to overachieve. I do wish we would have gotten Skeens versus Skubal. It's terrible that we had the luck of it with the rainouts, and it just would have been great to have it. What a wasted opportunity, Patty, the fact that we didn't get Skubal and Skeens going up against each other this afternoon.
Well, first off, great answer. I agree with everything you said. Skubal right now, look at the awards market in Major League Baseball. He's minus 400, Cy. Crochet's 8.5-1. Skeens is minus 380, almost 4. Wheeler's 12-1. And then you take a look at the division. The Tigers are laying 1,400. You take a look at the league. Your Yankees plus 240 and my Tigers plus 310. So it comes down to those two, my friend. Now, the Jackson Job injury, the fourth starter, the 22-year-old right-hander for the Tigers, is a killer as the season progresses. But, yeah, absolutely, the two teams to beat, your Yankees, my Tigers.
Patty, I am so excited for the Thunder and the Pacers, game number 6. And you know that I originally had the Thunder in 6 games, so I am going to stay with that in terms of OKC winning in 6 games tonight. What's your take, what's your read on the spread for tonight? Do you think that your play will matter in terms of whether or not Halliburton is able to go? Take us through your original read and your thought process here with regards to the Thunder and the Pacers.
Well, first off, you deserve credit. You had the Thunder the whole way. You did predict 6, and 6 is going to be the right answer. Look, the Pacers right now don't have an answer for Jay Will and, of course, SGA. Williams drops 40. SGA, his assist rate is way up. He drops 30, 11 dimes last time out. But the big picture here is the Thunder, they started looking like themselves in Game 5. Transition, forcing turnovers into points, kind of, you know, you take it back to game 3 on Friday night, and this whole entire series came down to the fourth quarter, where the third quarter in Indy, Oklahoma City looked completely disjointed, looked discombobulated and stale on offense. Defensively, they weren't in the Pacers' shorts, and then all of a sudden they padded the Pacers on the head and said, this has been a fun series. We're going to take over now, outscore them big time in the fourth in Indiana in game 3, and then took care of business, of course, along the way. So I think you go back to Friday, you see that fourth quarter where they flipped the switch. They're the better team. It's down to 6 as it got up to 6.5. The Halliburton injury is interesting because the offensive production, Adam, does come down precipitously when he's not on the court. And frankly, looking through the numbers, the defensive numbers get worse as well. So I don't think this looks good. I think he's just going to be a decoy for the Pacers tonight. I think Halliburton's legitimately banged up. Your Thunder in 6. So let me just continue. I'm going to give you a Siakam because if, as you mentioned, Halliburton is done here, Adam Schein, well, this comes down to the most consistent player for the Pacers right now. And continuing to carry the load is going to be Pascal Siakam. He's been super consistent. He shot over the last 10 games 50%+ from the field, 45% from 3. And tonight his scoring prop is sitting at 21.5 minus $1.25. Look, he's cleared 20-3 straight. He had 28 the last time out. You have to point to the Halliburton injury as to why the 28 and the jump in scoring for Siakam. He's just efficient right now. Is he a 1? No, but he's a great 2. He's their go-to guy. They need him. Siakam over 21.5. Lane, $1.25, Adam Schein.
Patty, when it comes to the MVP, here's what is fascinating to me. I think SGA is going to be the MVP, and I think he absolutely deserves it at minus 550. Jalen Williams, though, plus 600. I am fascinated to see and to ultimately find out if Williams becomes a guy who can steal this award. If SGA is in the 20s tonight and Jalen Williams is in, let's say, the high 30s, do you think Jalen Williams can ultimately find a way to become the MVP?
I think it's a good question, but there's no chance. These awards, an MVP award in the finals, they're given out before the series starts. It goes to the best player until convinced otherwise. Williams has been stellar. And we have to go back to last year to understand the glow up from Jalen Williams. Williams was terrible in the postseason last year and has been awesome this year. We talked about the 40 last time out in game five. But again, to understand a betting market as far as the awards market, it generally is going to go to the best player on the best team if they win, unless something insane happens. I'm thinking Iguodala and Steph Curry. And by the way, Steph Curry absolutely deserved that MVP years back. So, no, it's going to go to SGA. I mentioned his assist numbers are up, so they're going to take that into account. And it's almost kind of mirrors what happened with the hockey, where you had a late rush for Marchand to catch up to Bennett, and Bennett still ends up winning it. So it's going to go to SGA. The price is safe, but Williams has been otherworldly.
Patty, let's get into the NBA draft, and let's get into specifically Cooper Flagg here. And I am fascinated to get your take if you think that Cooper Flagg is going to be good enough of a player to help the Dallas Mavericks win 40 or more games.
The Lakers were just sold last night. I'm sure you saw the story for $10 billion, and people here in LA are freaking out. How is that going to affect what happens with the Lakers moving forward? It's not going to affect them at all. They go into the luxury tax every single year. They're going to continue. The dude that bought it spends a ton of money on baseball and other sports, so the Lakers are going to be just fine. But I actually believe part of that valuation of $10 billion has to do with 12 years of Luka moving forward. And I bring that up because, again, we point to the Mavs who botched it. Everybody said, well, they ended up winning out because they got Cooper Flagg. They did not get Luka Doncic. They gave up on Luka Doncic. They're getting Cooper Flagg. His ceiling isn't near what Luka's is. I think he's going to be a very useful player, could potentially be an all-star. But as far as Cooper Flagg as a superstar, I don't see it. I love his ability to distribute the ball. I think the fact that he's probably a little unselfish may help him as he grows up. He's so young, 18 years old. I think he's going to become more determined and a more aggressive player. But no, I don't see a ceiling. Like we're talking, if you compare it to Zion coming out, I don't compare him to Zion. Zion's had his issues. But again, this comes down to the Mavs getting rid of Luka. They get Flagg. They get the lesser player. That's where I stand on it.
Patty, you're the best. We will be listening, of course, tonight, as we always do, you and the big guy here on Mad Dog Sports Radio, host of VSiN Live. Patty, we appreciate the time, as always, my friend, and thank you for joining us. This summer, go all in at Circa Las Vegas with the ultimate getaway package, just $400 all in. You will get a two-night stay at Circa, $100 dining credit, $100 beverage credit, and your very own day bed at Stadium Swim, where the party never, ever stops, all for just $400. Resort fees, taxes included, limited time offer through September the 4th. Don't miss out. Lock in your all-in summer package now at CircaLasVegas.com.
Watching Make It Rain on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back, Make It Rain with Adam Schein. Time for our news, notes, nuggets, and our nightly plays. And we have some live afternoon baseball updates and plays. And it is a sixth inning in Chicago with the White Sox leading the Cardinals 2-1. Boy, plus money on the Cards for a comeback right now? Thank you very much. I'll take the Cards right now on the money line at plus 102. I know that the Pope just recently engaged some Americans. He's a big White Sox fan, and a White Sox chant at the Vatican. So I don't know if there's any divine intervention here, but for today's betting purposes, yeah, Cardinals to come back. That interests me greatly here with regards to the money line at plus 102. How about when you take a look at the Brewers and the Chicago Cubs? and the very latest in Chicago. And it's all Milwaukee today, 8-3. These two teams get together. There is no love lost. Cubs are still going to ultimately win this division. I love their power. Their pitching is going to get healthy. Cubs are in position right now to win this division, even with today's result going away, or at least in the way this game is going. I don't want to say results quite yet. It's still a long ways to go, four more innings to play. But it looks like the Brewers will be able to take care of business. Cubs, though, have a real shot to end up getting a legit bye and a home round or two at Wrigley Field in the playoffs. So obviously that would be a major advantage here when you take a look at it from the Cubs' perspective. The Royals have been struggling mightily. It's nice to see them, especially because I bet on them preseason. They're taking care of business against the Texas Rangers, a couple of teams that have underachieved greatly. In fact, I picked both to win divisions, and they're both currently two games under 500. 3-0 Kansas City leading the Texas Rangers. It's good to have some good news for the Kansas City Royals based upon the fact that, hey, you know, this team, when it's all said and done right now, you know, they had to just shut down Cole Reagans for a month, and it's just very difficult to trust these guys right now in any way, shape, or form. We have the Minnesota Twins, who are leading the Cincinnati Reds as we speak, bottom of the ninth, and it's 12-5. The bats today for the Minnesota Twins, able to explode today on a nice afternoon baseball game, as it should be in Cincinnati. We mentioned the Yankees leading before, 4-3 against the Angels. It is now 5-3. The heavens have opened up, and it's a rain delay in the bottom of the eighth. You know, listen, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, and sometimes it rains. And right now you have the New York Yankees leading the Angels by a score of 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth. Rockies Nationals, and the Rockies have been playing inspired baseball, and they are leading the Nats, who have completely fallen apart. Davey Martinez, I mean, his job is in jeopardy here. You get swept at home by the Colorado Rockies in this kind of season, that is no good. 3-2 right now. The Colorado Rockies are leading the Washington Nationals in the top of the 11th inning. Patty and I talking before about the Tigers and the Pirates. Obviously a missed opportunity for Scooble and Skeens to pitch against one another. Scooble taking care of business today and is leading the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-2 at the end of the sixth inning. Six strikeouts for Scooble so far today. He has just been taken out of the ballgame. He labored a little bit, walked three. His pitch count was over 100, but did get over six strikeouts today. So that is good news here for bettors, without question. We have the Diamondbacks and the Blue Jays. It is 2-1 as we speak, 2-1. Arizona leading the Toronto Blue Jays. Gausman on the bump for the Toronto Blue Jays. Taya, a little live betting here. I will make a play as we speak in this segment to go with the Blue Jays on the money line at plus 111. Let's get into some NFL. Shedeur Sanders was caught going 101 miles per hour, which is dangerous and obviously can hurt somebody. And also really speaks to Shedeur Sanders and frankly, everything going on with him. And I'm not going to sit here in isolation and rip Shedeur Sanders for going 101, which, again, is a dangerous speed. But for a quarterback who's under scrutiny and has already fallen in the draft and been impacted professionally based upon his reputation of, you know, not listening and being a diva and everything that goes into the mix, I mean, this is not what you want here if you're Shedeur Sanders. And look, I if we check DraftKings, the board is even off the board now for who's going to start a quarterback. And Sanders is already the only quarterback taking reps with the second team and not getting reps with the first team. They drafted Dylan Gabriel ahead of him, you know, for a reason. Still have Kenny Pickett, still have Joe Flacco. I mean, I can't make a wager on the Browns until I see who the quarterback is going to be. Chances are, if it's Flacco, I feel better about the over. I mean, it's such a small number, and the Browns do have talent. Myles Garrett is a star, but this kind of speaks volumes here about where Shedeur is and where, at the end of the day, the Manziel comparisons come into play. And this is not good for a guy who, frankly, enters camp as a fourth quarterback on the depth chart. And that is ridiculously problematic when you look at it here for Shador Sanders. Travis Kelce says winning a title is all that matters. And he says, look, it's all about the ring, not the one that everyone's waiting to see if he's going to give to Taylor Swift, but the one that he would get on his finger for winning a championship. And look, I can appreciate that from the standpoint here of that's what Mahomes and Reed and Kelce and Chris Jones and the Chiefs are all about. I will tell you, I do not like that for Kansas City. In fact, if anything, I kind of like the under here for the win total for the Kansas City Chiefs. I would not touch any of these other props and plays. I'm not going to get on Planet Delusional and tell you to take Kansas City to miss the playoffs at plus 290. I don't believe that that is the case at all. But what I will tell you when you look at the AFC West and the odds board, I think everybody in that division got better. I think the Raiders got better at quarterback, head coach, play caller, and running back. And I love the Raiders over win total at 6.5. I think the Chargers to win the division at plus 310 is an excellent bet. I think the Broncos, who made the playoffs, are better than they were last year. I love what they did in the offseason. I love the Evan Ingram pickup. I love the J.K. Dobbins pickup. I thought the draft was solid. So I kind of like the under here for Kansas City. I'm not getting crazy, but I'm just telling you, I am not picking them to win a championship. So Travis Kelce better have another ring, the one for Taylor Swift, handy if he says it's all about the rank. Caitlin Clark is in action tonight. And listen, anytime she's playing, it's, you know, all eyes on Caitlin Clark. And we've got a great board of Caitlin Clark props for you. And the Fever are favored by 12 points. They're playing Golden State. And I love this. Mike Cohen and the incredible graphic staff here at VSiN put this puppy together. I mean, over on points, over on threes, over on rebounds, over on assists. Can we do that? Yes, we can. Will we do that? You're damn right. I mean, when we're talking about Caitlin Clark at this stage, especially with Sophie Cunningham coming to her defense and, you know, you got teams mauling her, do I think that she's able to take care of business tonight and put up, over in all those categories, all four of them? Yes, 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 and yes. Ace Bailey out of Rutgers is refusing to work out for teams and refusing specifically here to work out for the Philadelphia 76ers. I want you to take a look at the odds board for where Ace Bailey, who's arguably the second best player in this draft, odds board for where he's going to go. Look, he was supposed to meet with Philadelphia. That did not happen, according to our friend Cham Charania over at ESPN. Now, could they still take him number three? Look, two ways to spin it. Do it because he's ridiculously talented and Philly didn't expect to be in this position anyway. Or don't do it because you can't add a knucklehead into that mix with all the other knuckleheads in Philadelphia. If he's turning down interviews, it makes you think that at the end of the day, he has a promise from someone somewhere he wants to go. Educated guess here would be Brooklyn with that eighth overall pick. Best Bets brought to you by GBank, introducing the $500 trifecta from GBank, First Bet, and VSiN. All you need to do is open up a GBank Visa Signature credit card. First 90 days, deposit and play through $1,000 at First Bet to trigger the $500 trifecta. You'll receive $200 in cashback rewards on your GBank Visa Signature credit card. First Bet will give you a $100 deposit match. It's pretty amazing. This one-time promotion limited to the customers opening a new account in response to the offer will not apply to requests to convert existing accounts. Apply today. Terms and conditions apply. Let me give you a parlay on the money line. Pirates tonight with Skeens. Webb for the Giants, plus 166. You're welcome, America and Canada. Follow the Money is next with my guys Mitch and Paulie. Thanks to my guy Sean and everybody in the Vegas control room, our incredible producer, the great Michael Cohen. Talk to you manana. Make it rain with Adam Schein.